everyone, and happy Friday. This is Travelog, the podcast from Condé Nast Traveler, and I am Meredith Carey. You usually hear my voice over at Women Who Travel, but I'm also a producer here at Travelog. And surprisingly, I'm joined by my co-host for Women Who Travel, though this is not a Women Who Travel episode, Lala Erekoglu.
The women have taken over.
We actually do have an all-female cast today.
Yeah, it's all is well.
We are also joined by two former Condé Nast Traveler editors who are freelance writing for us now, who we absolutely adore. We have Andrea Whittle.
Hello.
And Mara Balagtas.
Hello.
Both of whom have been on this a couple times, if you go back in the archives. But today we're talking about something that we're actually all very passionate about, which is things.
And presents.
Shopping.
Just all
stuff.
The presents. Because Lala has been putting together these super intense gift guides. There are so many of them. You can find them all on the internet. But we wanted to pick out all of our favorite things as a hint to our family members as to what they should purchase us for the holidays this year, and also to give you guys ideas for what you might want to put on your list. And I feel like, as someone who is gifting this to someone else, luggage is a major big spend Christmas gift. And really, there's like one brand that I feel like everyone's getting this year. And Lala, you just wrote about them.
It's Away.
Surprise!
Who'd have guessed? Yeah, luggage has become cool. Who'd have thought that anyone would want a piece of luggage for Christmas that wasn't Louis Vuitton? Jen Rubio, the co-founder of Away, she founded it along with Steph Corey, came on Women Who Travel a couple of months ago to talk about how they got their idea for the brand and how they've turned it into this like multi-million success story.
In like 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like 3 years ago it did not exist, and now you can't walk through a US airport without seeing at least a dozen people trundling one through the gate. Even on the way on the subway on the way to Penn Station for Thanksgiving, I saw so many people with their Away suitcases to go get the train, which seemed a little OTT. I mean, you really need to take it for 2 days in like Connecticut. But it is, I think it is one of the like ultimate travel gifts that are being given this year. You know, they've been super successful in creating something that feels very luxurious and thoughtfully designed, but at a comparatively cheap price point. They're still expensive. The small carry-on comes in at around $250. But if you compare it to the kind of luggage stores like Rimowa, for example, who have kind of been doing the same thing that Away's been doing for
much, much
decades
longer.
Upon decades, but a suitcase from them comes in at a little under a grand. And they come in all sorts of different colors. They have a great holiday collection this year that's inspired by the Northern Lights. I mean, like, what could be more like travel Instagram fodder than an Away suitcase inspired by the Northern Lights?
Is there anything else? You were saying that it was too OTT for like a weekender. What would you give to someone then or want for yourself if you wanted something that was a little less hard case?
Okay, so I'm obsessed with the Paravel weekender bag. I recently got one, so I used that for my Thanksgiving trip. Ugh, it was divine. It is so beautifully made, and it was surprisingly roomy, and the strap felt super strong because I stuffed it with like way too much stuff for a weekend. It just like, it was one of those things where you could really just like, I could tell the difference between that and the like American Apparel duffel that I've used for many, many, many years.
Do you guys, Mara and Andrea, have any luggage things that you're hoping get dropped off?
I also am a huge fan of the Paravel, the Stowaway, which is it's their little like foldable model, and I actually put this in one of the gift guides I did last week. They have a really cute one that has like a turquoise trim, and on one side it has a hi monogram and the other side it says bye, which I just, it's so stupid and cute, and I really want it.
And I think it's hand painted.
It's hand painted, like, and it's red, and it like contrasts really nicely, and the inside is pink, and like the whole thing.
But I think that like customizable element of it and getting to choose all these different colors is really interesting, because I was talking to this guy, Larry Lyon, who is the co-founder of Rome Suitcases, which is like another luggage startup. And he was a big shot at Tumi for many, many years. And he told me about how in the 90s, it was all about creating like the same uniform for everyone. Mm-hmm. All travelers wanted to look the same and have the same Tumi bag and the same, you know, black or dark gray tone. And he was like, now it's like all about individualism. Everyone wants to be able to customize their piece. They want it to like say exactly who they are. They want to be able to Instagram it. So I think when you're like gift giving, having those little customizable options is like a really nice, thoughtful way to play into that for someone that loves traveling a lot of the time and like wants a piece of luggage that actually speaks to the type of traveler that they are.
Do you buy luggage without asking somebody or at least letting them know that you're buying them luggage?
It depends.
Because I feel like in our previous very argumentative episode where we all talked about the things that we need out of a piece of luggage, like it's super personal, like what you want out of a suitcase or, you know, what brand you want, or if you want a rolly or if you like whatever right. it is. I think that that's a very yeah. intensely
personal. I'm not
going
to get my adventure traveler friend the Paravel stowaway.
No. Because they are like personality driven, the pieces of luggage that you buy for someone. It's like based on their personality. So you're not like my boyfriend, like I would probably get him a Filson duffel. Rather, I mean, he's not going to be walking around with a foldable Paravel duffel.
That's his high and by on one side.
That's his high and by and his bright pink on the inside. But
so what's great about a Filson duffel?
Filson duffel, I mean, the durability. Filson is like one of those tried and true brands that you stuff them, you have them for years. It's like the waxed canvas. It's the leather. They just look great over time. So no matter how many times you beat the crap out of them, they're always going to look great.
I almost think if you were going to buy someone luggage, like without asking, for me, the appeal of an away bag is not necessarily the luxury aspect, but the fact that it is like pure utility. Like you can get someone a black or navy away bag in the carry-on size and you know that it will come in handy. And you know that they'll use the battery and you know that it's light and it's durable and it's kind of goes with whatever. And then if you want to customize it, you can do a monogram, you can do like a little luggage tag. But it's almost like because it's not too fancy or overly personalized, like that's almost more appealing to me than going for the crazy color or going for the full customized thing.
But I think it's a safe option to go either
yeah,
way, right?
Exactly.
Because then you can go with the black or the navy. But if you know someone, it's like, oh, their favorite color is this, and mm-hmm. that's why they're going to love that bag. It's like you have a really good option from them both ways.
Or the aluminum. Looks very nice,
yes.
I have to say.
I think also like an away carry-on or some sort of away luggage is if you give that to someone, it can be the thing that they never knew they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this story I wrote about a way that went up this week, I'm just going to plug myself there. I spoke to a lot of people who all said that an away bag was their first nice piece of luggage that they'd ever owned.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, they'd kind of just like, for some reason with luggage, I feel like a lot of people's mentality has been like, I'm not allowed to have that nice thing. Like I have to have just like the shitty thing from Walmart that's going to fall apart and fail on me eventually.
Or just like the thing you found in your parents' basement 7 years
yeah.
ago and just it's there.
Stashed
so there
in the
go.
Back of a closet. Yeah. yeah. And you like wheel it around and you're like, this does not go with my personal style, whatever. But it's a suitcase, so it's not supposed to. And
yeah.
I think getting someone an away bag is introducing this like whole new world of consumerism.
but also, 'tis the season.
Yeah. But also like personal style and utility. And, you know, when you actually have like a nice, well-designed suitcase, like it kind of changes your life. And I didn't realize that until I got one.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other smaller things that aren't suitcases that you guys are really excited to receive or give this year?
Absolutely. For me, it's always, you can never have too many like TSA approved beauty items. Anything below that 3.4 ounces is golden. And a few people actually have been coming out with these beauty advent calendars. You can get this for someone for the holidays, but I bought one for myself to open on December 1st. So I am going to have 25 new, you know, tiny trial size beauty items that I can take with me on my travels. If I like them, I can go buy the full size. And it's like, it's a great way to kind of introduce you to new products along with having your DOP kit well equipped for wherever you're going next.
Ooh, and that goes for perfumes as well. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
Lalabo
yes.
have some sort of mini travel size set?
Yeah, they have
like
a discovery set. And, you know, I think there are a few different ones. They come with like 5 or 10, however many you want to get. And they're the little vial size that you can just throw in your DOP kit and take with you and smell like something different every time you go to a new place, which is great.
If you also know someone's perfume and can find the solid version online, I know that like Glossier has a solid perfume, Elizabeth and James have really great ones, then you don't even have to worry about
exactly.
the liquid, and you can just throw that in someone's stocking.
That's a great stocking stuffer.
Should add that now TSA changed their rules slightly, so I think solid perfume still has to be under a certain limit. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, double check your solid perfume. Don't buy a soap-sized block of solid perfume.
Me and Mara like wax lyrical about how like get yourself a solid perfume and you'll like never get stopped by TSA again. And then they immediately change their rules to include certain like
waxy substances. Gel substances.
They're always just trying to bring us down,
keeping us on our toes.
I know, like, come on, just let us have our perfume.
But even TSA regulations aside, I'm always afraid of things that are glass breaking in my suitcase. So even if something is under the limit, I'm like I wrap it in a million tissue papers. So if you have a solid perfume, you don't have to worry about like something cracking and all of your clothes smelling like your perfume for like 10 years. And wasting $100 of perfume.
Is that personal experience?
No. Okay. No, but I also think like small beauty gifts. Everyone in my family, especially my mother, is always like, I want consumables. Like I want things I can eat or use or put in the bath or like put on my face. And like it's an easy way to get something that feels really luxurious and feels like something that they'll use and appreciate for a long time. And it doesn't have to be like so hyper personalized, and it doesn't have to be like, you know, everything about their look. Does that even make any sense?
It does. Something that you tried, though, that's along those lines is that summer Friday
jet lag mask.
And I have been, it's like so hyped on the internet. And you tried it and you actually really loved it.
I still use it all the time. And I use it a lot on planes specifically.
Do you wear it on the plane or do you wear it after?
I'm a big fan of like preventative airplane moisture measures. So I basically, and it's, a lot of people say that they use sheet masks on planes and I kind of don't buy it.
I use sheet masks. I have no shame. Like I'm going to open my sheet mask and put it on. And if you look at me and are afraid, I'm going to be like, you should be.
I respect that deeply. But the thing about the Summer Fridays mask is it achieves a similar effect. It like is super moisturizing and protective, but you don't really, it just looks
without
like.
Without the scariness.
And without the like gloopy mess. Like it's basically just like putting on a very thick moisturizer. And I tried it out and I wrote this sort of like stunt journalism piece about using it on a plane to Tokyo. But now I bring it with me whenever I'm traveling. And it just basically, like I'll use it as an eye cream. I'll put it on my hands. It's just like a heavy moisturizing mask.
And
it's really nice.
And I assume it's, because it's in like a big tube, right? Like it actually, it's not like a sheet mask where it's a one-time use. Like you can
no
keep
I
tanging.
Bought mine in April and I still have like half of it left, and it's under the 3.4 ounce limit.
Perfection.
Cool. Very convenient.
Very savvy.
That's a great gift.
I would love to receive that as a gift. I might actually give that as a gift.
Actually,
now that you guys mention
if my mom's listening, I would like that in my stocking.
That's really nice.
I know that we were talking about dop kits earlier, and something that I really, really want for Christmas, which is so weird, and I don't think I ever thought that I would want this, but there's a brand called Stasher that creates these like silicone Ziploc bags. Mm-hmm. So they're reusable. You can throw them in the dishwasher. You can rinse them out. And I am trying to reduce my plastic usage as I sit drinking out of a plastic cup.
I know that.
I'm working on it. No, but I think that the thought of how many plastic quart-sized bags I go through and then toss every single time I go on a plane, which is quite often. I mean, I really hate checking bags, so I'm always carrying on. Is like so crazy. And to think that I could just like get a one, I know that we have like lists of these clear, you know,
Madewell has one that I really want.
The one with the stars on it.
Yes.
Oh, great choice.
thank you.
But I feel like the reusability of the Stasher bags makes me want like a, you know, a gallon size and a quart size and a little sandwich size so that I can use it for plain stuff and plain snacks and all sorts of things. And
it's not limited to beauty,
right,
items.
Being my dop kit, but I feel like that's my next idea.
I love that.
I just have this depressing visual of just millions of quart size bags in the ocean.
I know.
It's so sad. Someone that we've written about before is oh, what is her real name? I only know her by her Instagram name, which is Kimmy Swimmy.
Oh, Kimmy Werner.
Kimmy Swimmy. Kimmy Swimmy. She's a free diver out in Hawaii who travels all over the place. But she also has a line, if you do know someone who's trying to be super eco-conscious, of utensils and chopsticks and bowls and those sorts of things that comes in a sort of wrap. That's a really good, easy stocking stuffer, too, for someone who's trying to get, you know, lower their plastic levels.
I also think one of those like reusable water bottles from Swell that everyone seems to have is another good gift. If for someone that is wanting to cut down on their plastic use, you can get them in all sorts of fun colors. I have one and I sort of waft around the office with it in my hand at all times. But you do, once you have it, and because it's a nice weighty thing that you like the look of, you do use it.
Do you guys have any tech that's like on your list or something that you plan on giving somebody like DJ?
I want noise canceling headphones.
Ooh. Okay. Real talk. So
here we go. Brace yourself.
Sebastian Modak wrote about this pair of Sony headphones in the tech gift guide. I'm going to read out to you that you'll be able to find the link in the show notes. It's WH-1000XM3 wireless noise canceling headphones. I use like pretty crappy Sony headphones that I buy for like $15 at Target. And I tried these noise canceling headphones on that he had in the office and they like blew my mind and they're so incredible and I want them so badly. They're like $350. If anyone wants to start a GoFundMe for Meredith to get noise canceling headphones, I would be so down because it is so impressive how quiet they make your world, even if you weren't listening to music.
Yeah, I think they actually have a setting that you can put them on, which is like ambient sound. So if you don't want to listen to music or a podcast, but you also don't want to listen to the screaming baby a few rows behind you, you can put on the ambient sound.
Ooh,
setting.
That sounds nice. Lovely.
It has like 30 hours of battery life, and it even comes with both like the normal adapter and like the two-prong adapter. So if you are lucky enough to be like in business class on one of those long flights where they only have like the two-prong headphones and you're usually stuck with like the pair that they give you that who knows how many people have put on their heads, you can actually use them and it all comes in like the packet with the headphones. Very pro.
That's a game changer.
Very pro.
Yeah, those were the exact headphones I was thinking of when I said I wanted some.
The tech gift guide that's online has like 4 or 5 sentences for each of the things, and you can tell that Seb got really excited because it's like 2 paragraphs on these headphones. So take his word for it because they're actually really amazing. Mara, do you have anything?
For tech, I think, well, Lolly and I did a gift guide the other week, and we put in a Leica Polaroid camera, which I really love. I know everyone has the kind of
Instamax,
and this just seems like the chicer adult version of that, which I love. And you know, I love the instant camera feel and you know, not taking photos on your phone and then editing them and kind of just having the raw in the moment travel memory. And so that's kind of what's on my list, but I think it's about $250 or $300, so it's not cheap. It's not as, you know.
And then you have to keep buying the film.
But, you know, it's...
If someone's like a big camera buff, yeah, and they want to do like scrapbooking, exactly, or put it on their bulletin board,
I think
really
it would
fun.
Be a really nice gift. And I would love that. If anyone out there is listening for
I also want that. I want all the things.
This is basically just like the plug for all of us to get our Christmas list.
We are sending this to all of our loved ones so everyone knows what we want for Christmas.
No, last year I put a Smyson diary in the gift guide and then my mom actually got it for me.
See, magic happens, just believe.
If you know somebody who is super into like taking photos on their phone and editing them and doing Instagram and all those sorts of things, you don't necessarily have to get them at Polaroid either. Meg Reinhardt, who's our photo editor, really loves the Canon IV mini photo printer, which you basically can like over Bluetooth send your pictures to, and you can even set it up to have like a Polaroid like border, so it'll print out mini photos that are
cute.
Look just like Polaroids,
so cute.
But you can like Facetune yourself
and like change. If you don't want that realness in there.
No, but I think that you could like do the edits and all those sorts of things if you're into that, rather than you could basically like put a Hooji photo on the printer and it would be pretty cool.
That's nice.
I always love Polaroids though, because I feel like the quality is never good enough that like you're gonna look bad because it always slightly blurs or bleaches
really
out your
bleached
face.
Out.
I always look at it and I'm like, oh, I look all right in that. And
yeah,
I realize,
it kind of makes everyone look good.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, that's a great photo of me.
Only because I've been like partly obscured.
Andrea, what's on your list?
Mine's more of a stocking stuffer situation. It's also due to the fact that I had a little incident in Mexico City where everything in my purse was stolen, including my external battery that was from my away bag. And I had to go the rest of the trip without a phone, without any credit cards, without any cash.
Oh my God.
Which was an interesting moment. But what I really found I missed the most, my phone aside, but my friend has an old iPhone that dies after like 3 hours. And I know that like a lot of people have the same problem, and especially when you're traveling. It's so helpful to have an external battery in your purse so you can just like never have to worry about your phone dying. So you always have your camera, you always have your maps, you always have your phone if you need to contact someone. And I think you can buy them for, you know, the away battery comes with the bag, but you can like, you know, any store sells external batteries. That you
I have a Mophie external battery and it works great.
And
they're just
now,
would recommend.
Yeah.
There are now like Mophie wireless ones. So if you have like an iPhone 8 or another phone that does wireless charging, you can get ones that are like you don't even need the USB cord for, that you can just like plop your phone on and it'll charge.
Yeah,
magic.
Amazing.
I've just thought of something else I want. It's not technology, but Andrea's anecdote about having all her things stolen made me think of it, which
a
is
safe.
Yeah,
I
want a bunker. I think I want a fanny pack.
Yes,
I have a great fanny pack for you.
Who made it?
Okay, it's from this brand called Lutz Morris, which actually Sarah Meikle, who used to be the fashion market editor at Traveler, showed me a couple of months ago. And they sell them at Todocayo, and they also have their own website, and they make just the most beautiful fanny packs made of like embossed leather. They come in like burgundy or forest green, and it's the kind of thing that you could wear. I'm going to show it to Lolly right now.
Oh my.
We can also link to it in the text. and they also they sort of hinge open at the top, so you don't have to like unzip and dig through it. It sort of pops open, so you have really easy access to like your cards, your phone, your passport, your boarding pass. It's like the chicest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's not only the chicest fanny pack I've ever seen, it's sort of like the chicest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're really beautiful.
Also, Town France said that fanny packs were cool. So
fanny packs are cool.
They are cool. They're having a big streetwear moment.
Yes. I have a brand I love too. It's that Dagny Dover fanny pack. And it's kind of a little more technical and sporty material. And it's only $60 or $80, which is really great. And they're super cute. They have an all shirling one, which I'm
cute.
Somebody get that for me too.
And then if things got really desperate, you can maybe use it as a pillow.
Ooh, yes, multi-use.
Something that we talk about a lot in writing is how conscious we need to be about kind of like who's making the gifts that we're giving, who's making the souvenirs that we're purchasing, and how we can be more responsible when it comes to choosing gifts that are well-made, well-crafted. and I say that because it's a new series that Andrea has been working on to find items that have a lot of love and care and hard work put into them, that are of a place. Do you think giving a souvenir is a good gift idea?
Yes, but it depends on the type. So I am a big souvenir proponent. I personally love digging through the kind of like touristy tchotchke shops and looking for the great stuff, because sometimes in the middle of all the like plastic and ugly t-shirts and ugly hats and like terrible jewelry, there is sometimes like great ceramics or like beautiful handmade baskets or, you know, the kind of cool hat that is sort of cheesy but also cool at the same time. So I try to look for things that you can only find in a specific place. So like, you know, even if it just means doing a little bit of research before you go to a place, figuring out what the like local crafts are. If you're, you know, if you're going to Sicily, like where are the great ceramic shops where you can buy beautiful tiles? If you're going to India, like what are the best textile makers? Like, even though sometimes you can find great things in those sort of like touristy markets, do a little research before you go and find like where the amazing handmade places are. Like on this Mexico City trip that I just came back from, there were two incredible stores that a friend recommended to me, which are both in this downtown hotel complex, which is sort of in the city center. One of them is Carla Fernandez and the other is Remigio, and they make these, they basically source like handmade textiles from all over the country, and they have like different specialties from different regions. And I like got very close to spending $300 on a poncho cape thing. Did not end up doing it, but like found gorgeous napkins and pillowcases for people, and they felt like beautiful and heartfelt and not cheesy and touristy. So I think that's the kind of souvenir that people generally appreciate.
My like key travel gift is something that we get a lot in the office, because when people travel, they will bring this item back, which is candy. And the New York Times Magazine just did a really, really great candy issue, and you should all read it because it's absolutely amazing. But they talk about how candy changes in all the different places, and finding, you know, the M&Ms of insert place here,
Japanese Kit Kats
or the Twizzlers or whatever it is, because your favorite candy in the UK is,
oh god, there's so many. There's Bounty, there's Curly Whirly, anything that's Cadbury's chocolate.
But I think that bringing those things back, not only doesn't take up a lot of room in your luggage, it isn't going to cost a lot. So if you want to give gifts to friends and don't want to spend $300 on a poncho, you can pick up candy for them, and it feels just as thoughtful, albeit less expensive.
I think you can get away with far cheaper gifts if you've bought it abroad on a trip, because it seems so much more thoughtful, and there is the novelty of it being from a different place. Like when I came back from Japan back in April, I stockpiled all these like very like cheap incense that were just in beautiful packaging because it was Japan, and so everything is beautifully packaged there, and they cost like nothing, but they made such lovely little gifts that everyone at least told me they liked. Maybe they lied.
But I also think people consider, at least when people bring stuff back for me or for people in the office, it feels like there's so much labor, and you're like, oh my gosh, you spent so much time and energy getting this all the way back here.
Even if it was priceless. Just in like airport duty free.
Absolutely. I mean, in the past I've picked up sodas in Germany on a layover for Catherine, our resident quasi-German. And I think that those little things mean a lot to people, especially people who are living far away from home.
And people, you know, I think everyone likes the idea of someone traveling and thinking of you and seeing something and thinking of you, regardless of
how much it costs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been given travel as a gift, like a trip or a gift card for a hotel? Like, has anyone ever given you travel itself?
Like as a surprise?
As a, in any form?
Like I've asked, you know, for my birthday, instead of like actual gifts, I've asked my parents if they could pitch in on a plane ticket or something, but no one has ever been like, happy birthday, you're going to Mexico. Like,
would you like that?
It depends. I think like if you're in a relationship with someone, it can be a sort of romantic, spontaneous gesture. No one I've ever dated has ever done that. But I kind of imagine that that would be nice. Otherwise, it's a little tricky because you kind of have to do it in the theoretical. Like you have to sort of present it to them as an option and be like, if you want to go here, let's go. It's hard to, you can't really buy a plane ticket for someone and expect that their life can accommodate it unless you know their schedule very intimately. It's tricky. I'm not so sure about it. I think you would have to say, like, you kind of make them like a little card.
Like an like, IOU.
This is good for like one trip to Paris, whenever, like redeemable.
The reason why I ask is because there's this company called Sky Hours where you basically pay per hour of the potential flight. Mm-hmm. So like I think it's like a dollar a minute. So you could pay like, you know, $120 and someone could get like a regional flight. You could pay, you know, more and they could get a longer flight. You know, you can ball out and go for a long haul. But I think that that gives someone the opportunity. Like I would be very down for that because there's like no blackout dates. You can pick whatever airline you want.
But it's that's like not specific to a certain place. No, it's just or like here's, itinerary.
Here is like here is travel.
Okay,
like,
then that's okay. I was like, I don't want someone to plan my like this is what you're gonna do. And this is, I was like, depends on who's planning it. I'm like, it could go so wrong in so many ways. I'm like, I don't want that
for a trip you don't want. No, because I mean, Airbnb has gift cards. There's also a company called, kind of hilariously, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And they have hotels and villas, and you can buy very nicely decorated artist-driven gift cards that have a lot of our like gold list hotels on them, which like gives somebody the actual opportunity to like pick for themselves, but also not have to spend the money on it.
I actually did receive a really fantastic gift a few years ago, which was a year's pass to all of the US national parks. And it only activates once you've visited your first park with it, and then you have a year to use it up. So I've actually been sitting on it because I'm like, I want to plan out like a road trip where I stop at a bunch of places that I really want to visit rather than like kind of not get enough places within a year. But I just thought that was like so thoughtful. It's like an experience. There's like the travel element to it, but also you don't feel like bound, you know, you don't have to like rearrange your schedule. You're free to use it whenever you want. And also everyone should be giving money to national parks.
In Lale's name.
Yeah, in my name.
Send them my way. If you could give one last unsubtle hint to your family members as to what you want for Christmas, what would you say?
I'm not very subtle, so when my boyfriend listens to this, I would like to do the Team O'Neill Rally School in Vermont. Please book that ASAP.
Which is a...
It is an off-road driving school through the lush greenery of Vermont, which you can do one day, you could do 5 days, but I've wanted that for a long time now. And it's, we love Vermont. It's the perfect place to get away outside the city, you know, a few hours away. And we both love cars and driving and racing, so it would be the perfect gift. My birthday is in December, and so is Christmas. So it's a 2-in-1 here, buddy.
Would you have him book it like a specific day? Or just like, how would you do it? This is gifting travel. Like, how are you going to schedule this?
I'm available, so he can jump into my calendar anytime. I have faith he can make it work.
Andrea, how about you?
Honestly, I would love a new duffel bag. I am very faithful to my 1980s L.L. Bean duffels that I stole from my parents' basement. But it would be great to have like a weekend bag with a shoulder strap that's a little more polished looking than this sort of like worn out, you know, brown canvas. Although I do love the look. So I'm going to campaign for a weekend bag.
Wale?
Okay, so if I could have anything, I would like anyone to buy me flights to Vietnam, which is the top of my travel list for 2019. Realistically, you know, Mara and I have talked a lot about what makes the perfect travel shoe, and we have done stories on it. And there's this brand I really love called Saba that does these slip-on shoes that are made in Turkey from this really, really nice leather. It's kind of loosely based around this like traditional Turkish design, but they have them in leopard print, they have them in electric blue, they have them in coral colors, they have them with all these cool patterns, and they're gorgeous. And the ones I have, I've worn to death, and I would love another jewel colored pair.
I am gunning for a medium away bag because I have a carry-on, and I am also using, it's not L.L. Bean, it's JanSport, so we're going even lower. But my bigger suitcase is from the 8th grade. It is brown with light blue polka dots. It is the only one of its kind, I'm sure, that still exists. But I have this like very chic, lovely hunter green carry-on, and then this like absolutely monstrous larger bag. So whenever I want to go on a long trip, usually I'll just cram as much stuff as possible into my carry-on to not have to take my atrocious larger bag. So dark green, away, medium-sized.
Oh, so bag. You want them to match?
So I don't think my hunter green is in existence anymore, but there is a dark green color that I think would complement quite well.
Nice. Yeah. What is everyone giving this year that's travel related? Like, what are the stocking stuffers? What are you wanting to give people?
So this gift I actually just gave my brother for his birthday, but if I could give it again, I would. And it's the Baboon, like, fluorescent orange backpack duffel. Mm-hmm. If you have a guy in their mid-20s who's really into super bright colored things, it's perfect and super durable. It's made out of like some insane technical fabric that's like almost feels like duct tape. And it's like, it's so cool. And it is like fluorescent orange. And then, oh, I don't want to give it away. I don't know.
You don't have to say who you're giving it to.
I am giving a lot of books this year. Mm-hmm. So a lot of books about travel, about places that we've been. My family's going on a big trip next year, so they might have things to do with that. But I find that books are something that people can then pass on. And so it's like a gift that keeps being gifted.
Mm. On the theme of books, I think cookbooks are a really nice gift for people that love to travel and love to eat. If you can't get to the place, you can kind of get to the place through the meals that you cook. I think Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat is going to be under a lot of people's Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm. And then you can make your entire family watch it with you.
Yes, exactly. When it is an absolute delight. I could watch it time and time again. Samin Nosrat is an absolute treat. And also, if someone is a crazy anal packer who does travel all the time, I think really colorful, pretty packing cubes that could actually be like a nice, thoughtful gift. Mm-hmm. And this thing that I got that I love, which is Parachutes merino wool eye mask and blanket set. Mm-hmm. Which you can take on your next flight, and rather than having to use the scratchy, horrible airplane provided blanket, you can use this parachute one and the eye mask and like pretend that maybe you're not sitting in economy. And it just makes things seem a little bit nicer, especially if you have some sort of nice little spray to spritz on yourself every now and then.
That like a the little away face bag. Mist.
Yeah.
That like the away bag sounds like something that you never realized you needed until you had.
No, it's amazing. Yeah. And you can also use, it comes in this lovely little pouch, which you can then like fill with all your, you know, one thing that I always kind of get in a faff about when I'm sitting in my seat is, what do I leave in my bag that I have to shove in the overhead, and what do I keep with me? And this little pouch is perfect because I never want to be parted from my passport. So I just put that in there along with like my phone and a lip balm and some moisturizer, a book, and then you can just stuff it in the seat in front of you.
You can also use it as a pillowcase.
Yes, you can.
You can cover up that little plasticky pillow with it.
I love the organizational gifts because I'm very anal. So the packing cubes, like Lolly said, I think like giving those to someone, I don't know, I feel like I'm surrounded by like messy, unorganized people. So so it's like a gentle way to be like, use a packing cube. It'll make your life so much easier.
But and mine.
And mine. So I won't have anxiety about the way you're packing your things. But also a lifesaver for me when traveling, and I think it's a really easy gift, is this brand called Truffle Co. And they make these clear zip top pouches. And I mean, I use those when I'm traveling. I throw them in my bag and like I pull it out, and since they're clear, you can see everything you need right away. But then I always have them in my purse when like I'm around town or away on the weekend. It's just like a simple thing that you throw in your bag, and it just makes your life so much easier because you're not going through a pouch that is like a black hole, or your bag that's a black hole. So just pull it out and it's clear and it's easy.
Andrea, what are you giving this year?
So I was doing some Black Friday shopping over the weekend, and I stumbled into J. Crew, which was just like absolute madness. And they started making, do you guys know the White and Warren travel wraps? Those like big scarves that are basically blankets.
The like Lenny Kravitz scarf.
Exactly. So I'm a huge fan of those. They're a little expensive. J. Crew has now started making travel wraps, which are a little bit more reasonably priced. And they're like basically just a big blanket size scarf. And like sort of like, you know, those blanket sets with the pillow and everything. I think it's just nice to have a scarf that you can basically use as like a poncho blanket thing. And then you can like use it throughout the trip. So I might get some of those for people because they're really nice and soft. And they came in like very pretty forest greens and navies and blacks.
Isn't that amazing that even J. Crew is doing like travel-minded designs now? I feel like it just like shows that more and more people are traveling. I think it's like millennials are now like the biggest travel demographic out of all age groups. I think it circles back to like the fact that luggage is just cool again. Like people actually want travel accessories because they're traveling all the time.
Amazing. Well, if you don't have enough gift ideas from this episode, you can go online to cntraveler.com/package/holiday-gift-guide and see all of these gift guides and more. you can read a lot of stories about responsible gift buying and souvenir buying at seaandtraveler.com. And you can also find all of our stuff on at Sea and Traveler on Instagram and Twitter, Con and Ask Traveler on Facebook and YouTube. You are listening to Travelogue right now, but you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. If people want to find you, Andrea, and see what you're up to when you're not chatting with us, where should they find you?
I am on Instagram and Twitter as a whittle bit.
And Mara?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Mara Feely.
You can find me on Instagram at Lale Hannah.
I'm at Oh Hey There Mare. You can listen to Lale and I also chat to lots of different people.
Women.
All women, though. On our other podcast, Women Who Travel, which is also found all of the places you can find Travelogue. Have a great weekend.